Good afternoon, I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. St. Petersburg police say they want to speak to three people they say brought weapons to a confrontation between Black Lives Matter protesters and counter-demonstrators who support police. Police say they're investigating a confrontation between two men carrying knives and a man carrying a gun. Detectives would like help to identify and speak with all three involved. Supporters of police from various cities around the Tampa Bay area plan to rally in St. Petersburg this weekend. The Hillsborough County State Attorney's Office says it will not file charges against an activist who jumped on the hood of a car as it drove through a protest in June in Tampa. But WMNF's Daniel Figueroa IV reports his attorney said he shouldn't have been arrested in the first place.
Jason Stewart Flores might not be facing prison time any longer, but his attorney Gretchen Cawthron said that doesn't mean his arrest hasn't changed things for the 35-year-old activist.
This is 2020. He's been all over the internet. There's really no way for him to wipe out the arrest having occurred. There are collateral consequences to an arrest that can affect a person's ability to get a job, move into a house or apartment, things like that. So unfortunately, he does still have that arrest on his record.
Flores was arrested in June after a car drove through a group of protesters in Hyde Park. According to his arrest report, the car, driven by an unidentified male, headed east on Swan Avenue when it approached protesters in the road. The report says the driver tried to move around them but was blocked. It goes on to say protesters kicked the car and Flores jumped onto the hood, banging the windshield until it broke. He stayed on the hood as the car drove away. But Cawthron points out the video, which was available to police before the arrest, shows almost none of that was the case.
The police report has the incorrect street. It's riddled with mistakes and inconsistencies. The statement in the police report as to Mr. Flores jumping on a hood of a car and banging on the windshield until the windshield broke. We know from the videos that's not what happened. The windshield was already broken before the car even got near Mr. Flores.
According to video, the driver was on Albany Avenue, not Swan, and no protesters are seen striking the car before the driver pushes through, then turns onto Swan with Flores on the hood. Protesters followed the car as it drove until stopping outside a pub several blocks away. Cawthron said police had access to a number of witnesses, including restaurant staff and media available, but chose only to interview the driver and arrest Flores.
It's frustrating to see that the police are being so one-sided.
Tampa police declined to comment for this story. Flores wasn't the only one arrested because of the incident. More than a week later, police arrested activist Getulio Gonzalez Molitieri and accused him of hitting the car and shattering the windshield as well. He was also arrested on a charge of battery against a law enforcement officer for trying to push through as Flores was being detained. State Attorney spokesperson Grayson Cam said charges weren't appropriate against the driver or Flores because there was no evidence either intended to cause harm, but he noted both of them unnecessarily escalated the situation. Flores faced three misdemeanor charges and one count of felony criminal mischief. Gonzalez Molitieri also faced a felony criminal mischief charge for damaging the car, along with felony battery on a law enforcement officer and two misdemeanors. Cam said the misdemeanor and criminal mischief charges weren't appropriate, but the battery charge was because Gonzalez Molitieri disobeyed and pushed a law enforcement officer. Gonzalez Molitieri's attorney did not respond to request for comment. The news comes as protesters in Tampa and St. Pete continue to see instances of vehicles attempting to push through peaceful marches and demonstrations. Just days ago, Governor Ron DeSantis introduced legislation calling for stiffer penalties for protesters and immunity for some drivers who might hurt them. As protests combating police reform and systemic racism continue through Tampa Bay and across the country, Cawthron said the type of policing that led to Flores' arrest only makes things worse.
Unfortunately, it's just going to sow more discontent because the way they are treating it very one-sided. As in us versus them.
Tampa Police Chief Brian Dugan is accusing Hillsborough State Attorney Andrew Warren of acting like the judge and jury by dropping charges against some protesters. The Tampa Bay Times reports that Dugan feels Warren is making enforcing the law more difficult for his police officers, while Warren said his office has taken a consistent approach in charging decisions. For WMNF News, I'm Daniel Figueroa IV.
After preying heavily on the elderly in the spring, the coronavirus is infecting a rising number of American children and teens. It's a trend that authorities say appears driven by school reopenings and the resumption of sports, playdates, and other activities. An American Academy of Pediatrics report released today shows children of all ages now make up 10% of U.S. cases. That's up from 2% in April. And a new government report says cases in school-aged children began rising in September. Florida added another 3,266 positive coronavirus cases today and 106 more deaths. Here's the weather tonight. More scattered thunderstorms with overnight lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and breezy with highs in the low 80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on WMNF.org and on the WMNF app.